I woke up just as it was announced over the speakers that I now did not have any other choices in life, no more possibilities than the choice to eat at McDonald's or at Burger King. That's it. It's in the future, and I know we're underground, and that's just how people live now. I'm totally buying into that, that it's future underground. And it's in a shopping street. Yeah, covered street feeling of some sort. Red tiles on the floor, racks of postcards, and strange hats, and there was no real doors. There was just these little swing doors that you would have for entering a shop. And yeah, this is not a quiet place. The future is not quiet. And I'm hanging out with some girlfriends. Yeah, just cruising around in the future and looking for things to buy, apparently. There's these stands, computers, machines. They're red and round. Yeah, it looks like something Barbarella would have had in her spaceship. We gravitate towards them and look at them, and it turns out to be a choice machine of possibilities in life. There's just all these possibilities that you can choose from, various combinations where you can add different possibilities. We flick through the catalog of some sort, and at the bottom of this page or list, highlighted in red, it says unlimited possibilities. You're so wild and wonderful, 'cause it seems whenever we're together, the planets all stand still. And it's definitely stating caution, because it's blinking and it's red, and that button is it's not there to push. It's just but I'm gonna do it. And then immediately everything changes, and the whole mood changes, and the way that I perceive this dream changes, and it's very tangible and very sensoric. And the first thing I experience is wind on my face. I'm in this, I'm flying through the sky, and it's sort of misty, and I can feel the wind and the mist. It's quite calm, but there's this heartbeat at a distance, like a huge, deep heartbeat at a distance. I'm flying towards that effortlessly through the air, and as I approach that, and it's getting louder and louder, I start seeing this red shape. It has a deep reddish color, and it's rough and rugged in the skin, and it has a long snout, some slim nostrils, like a weird mixture between something mammal and something reptile and something birdy and something fishy. It's just an omni-animal, and it turns out to be an enormous dragon. And it's the biggest thing I've ever seen. And it's so big that eventually when I get up close, I can feel the body heat of the dragon sweeping down me. I'm just such a small item next to this huge dragon, but I have caution. Like, I don't want to get near it. I don't think I want to get in it. And I remember the sensation over my head. Yeah, swooping tight and swooping me up. So there's a little bit of, I don't want to go through the force, but I am. And it's raging the dragon skin and is suddenly inside the dragon. And the minute I'm in this reddish sensation, there's another heartbeat going faster. So there's a double heartbeat of the dragon and what I can only assume is my own. It's beautiful and grand. Now it's really getting to, and I'm shooting through the veins of this dragon body. I'm looking at the heart, and I'm shooting through the heart of this dragon in a huge explosion of heartbeats. The fast one, the very fast-paced one, and the dark dragon one. And as I shoot through the heart, it all changes back into the maw. It's lost. It's magic, and I'm just overwhelmed with thirst. I'm so thirsty. And with a very, like, laser eye, at a very far end in some store, I spot some juice on a shelf, and I want that. I'm almost surprised that I have to go get it, and I just can't willfully mind that to have it, to consume it. So I have to go and get it. But I'm stopped in the little doors, little swinging doors, and I'm not being let into the shop. And over, like, a speaker system in the shopping street, it's announced that from now on I can only choose whether or not I want to eat at McDonald's or at Burger King. Then I wake up. That's the dream. And I call my two girlfriends that was with me in the future in the dream. I'm like, what's that about? Don't be greedy with your choices of possibilities. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it was meant for. But you can feel empowered by something without knowing why. And that's how that works.